USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're still looking into the cause of a tragic house fire that broke out in Erie, Pennsylvania early Sunday morning. The home being used is a round-the-clock daycare center. Five little children were killed, ranging in age from 8 months to 7 years. A friend of one of the victims, John Barkarski, says when he heard the news, he gave his own children a kiss.
When I seen this on the news in the morning, first thing I did, they were still sleeping yet, and I still picked them up and grabbed them, hugged them, and gave them a kiss.
Prosecutors say they're considering seeking the death penalty against an escaped Tennessee prisoner accused of murdering a prison administrator last week. Curtis Watson was recaptured yesterday morning in Henning after he was on the run for 5 days, accused of killing Tennessee Department of Corrections official Deborah Johnson. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
It's the 2-year anniversary of deadly violence at the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, when a counter-protester was killed and dozens of others injured when James Alex Fields Jr. drove his vehicle into a crowd at the end of the rally. At least 2 investigations are underway into the death of convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a jail cell in New York City over the weekend. One of those investigations ordered by the U.S. Attorney General William Barr. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway.
The Attorney General took action immediately when he learned of the death of Jeffrey Epstein. And
during her appearance on Fox News Sunday, Conway also responded to questions about President Trump's retweet of a conspiracy theory about the death of Epstein.
The president just wants everything to be investigated.
Epstein found dead in his jail cell at a federal lockup in Lower Manhattan of an apparent suicide. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. military identifying a soldier killed in Iraq over the weekend. Marine Gunnery Sergeant Scott Copenhafer died in northern Iraq while accompanying Iraqi forces fighting ISIS. He was 35 years old from Mancos, Colorado. The Pentagon explaining that his death came, quote, after being engaged by enemy small arms fire. An investigation is underway into his death. The NFL Steelers wide receivers coach unexpectedly died over the weekend. Darrell Drake was 62. Head coach Mike Tomlin saying Drake had a tremendous impact on him and also described him as an amazing husband, father, and grandfather. And former Pitt Panther and Arizona Cardinal Larry Fitzgerald wrote on social media he's heartbroken and couldn't put into words the impact that Drake had on him. Before the pros, he'd spent 8 years as a coach at his alma mater, Western Kentucky, also as Georgia, Baylor, and Texas coaches. Drake was in his second year with the Steelers, having previously worked with the Cardinals and Bears in the NFL. No cause of death has been released. And the reclusive author J.D. Salinger's books are going digital, the late author's classic novel Catcher in the Rye among them. His son is putting them up. And this is USA Radio News.